content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, this is Nicole Hunter from the Triangle Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine, the July and August edition. So, first things first, we're going to cover love and life. Memphis on a plate. The southern city is not known for more than the blues, thanks to Cynthia Daniels. Take a cuisine tour with the founder of Memphis Black Restaurant Week. For Cynthia Daniels, eating Memphis fare is like seeing an old friend. A lot of love goes into Memphis food, and we have the best ingredients and seasonings, she says. Whether it's barbecue, one of the things the city is famous for, or Daniels' favorite fried chicken, love gives Memphis cuisine its own flavor. She saw it in the way food was prepared and how folks gathered to break bread. That's why she created Memphis Black Restaurant Week in 2016. The annual event brings a soulful community together through delectable edibles. In 2009, the Atlantean moved to Memphis after she was laid off from her human resources position. When she began performing event planning services, she noticed the numerous area festivals celebrating the pride of Italian, Jewish, and Latino communities. I looked up and thought, wow, I am working with a lot of Black business owners. Why don't we have our own festival? Cuisine and cash flow. 8 restaurants signed up the first year, attracting more than 3,000 customers and racking in $85,000 in sales. 1 year later, the number of restaurants grew to 14, and patrons and revenue more than doubled, with 6,210 visitors and 175,000 for participating businesses. The doors of Chef Tam's Underground Cafe had been open for only a few days when last year she was approached. Owner Tamara Eddie knew she had to get involved. I was new to the city and had heard so many great things about the week, she says. Cynthia's no-nonsense attitude lets you know she cares greatly about our success. The week is so important for business owners and consumers and brings our community together. Eddie credits exposure from the event with helping to keep her cafe going. The increased activity also means opportunities, with 38 new jobs created in the inaugural year. One-third of those positions continued after the event. The second year saw another 52 jobs produced. Black-owned restaurants cannot expand or hire until they get needed revenue. Customers are not just purchasing a meal, they are enhancing lives. Daniels adds, while helping businesses through the festival, she is also taking notes. I'm always in Chef Fran Mosley's kitchen when I visit HM Dessert Lounge, she says. Memphis is on the map for its music and its legends, such as Al Green and Stax Records artists, including Isaac Hayes, whose influence is felt throughout the city. This is especially true for new establishment and MBRW vendor Slice of Soul Pizza Lounge, which was founded by childhood friends, Memphis natives Howard Bell IV and Anthony Latiker Sr., and their college buddy Corey Bailey. The eatery is a favorite of Daniels because they honor local music stars. They have pizzas like the Al B. Green, which is made with spinach, mushrooms, black olives, and onions, she says. These men are very intentional in making sure music is part of the DNA of the place. The gospel according to barbecue. Memphis barbecue is more than a menu item or an entree. It is a religion in its city or itself in the city, Daniel says. Many people have a large grill in their front yard, and you can always detect the familiar scent of sizzling meat. Don't be surprised to see some ribs on the dinner table during the holidays. Thanksgiving dinner. Christmas dinner, even in the snow, she says, we eat it year round. What also makes this barbecue so special are the flavors. You can sample anything from maple syrup, sweet to smoky to a hint of spicy, courtesy of Tabasco. In addition to spearheading Memphis Black Restaurant Week, which is every year in March, Daniels worked with the City of Richmond to launch its own festival. She also advised organizers in Birmingham and St. Louis in hosting theirs last year. And that's awesome. Continuing on with Love and Life, the new school. The data on dating. Here's what's going on in the relationships of 18 to 36-year-olds. 43% of current online daters are millennials, and 40% of them think digital dating is fun, according to a survey by online legal marketplace Avvo. 96% of Generation Yers are fascinated by language and interested in learning another one, based on a study by OkCupid and Rosetta Stone. Millennials spent more on Valentine's Day gifts for significant others than any other generation, shelling out $92 on an average, according to TBank's annual Love and Money survey. 79% of Tinder users have been on a date with someone of a different race. 21% of millennials who are married or in relationships met their partner online, according to Avvo. 20 million is the estimated number of new cases of sexual transmitted diseases occurring every year, and more than half of them are people under 25. It's STI Awareness Month is in the month of April. So it's the best time to get tested. No matter your age, if you are sexing, be smart and be safe. Continuing on with Love and Body, or Love and Life, your body. Unlock your body's fullest potential. We're going to meet the most magical machine in earth to help maintain your weight, your body. But it's about more than managing what's on your plate. Discover new habits for health and wellness. So timing is everything, especially when it comes to living your best life. Recently, nutritional scientists discovered that a naturally occurring cellular cleanup process called autophagy can drastically reduce toxins in our system, enhance our ability to lose weight, deter illness, and improve overall wellness. And what's even better news, since the process already takes place inside of us, you just need to turn it on. To reap the many benefits, Naomi Whittle, a nutritional wellness expert and the author of Glow 15, a science-based plan to lose weight, revitalize your skin, and invigorate your life, shares her weight loss strategy, focusing on autophagy, to flip the switch and get your body working in overdrive. Activate now. So one way to spark autophagy is through scheduled eating, intermittent fasting, and protein cycling. Instead of dieting around the clock, commit to three low and four high days per week. So on each low day, you're going to restrict your food intake to within 8 hours a day and consume no more than 25 grams of protein, such as a 4-ounce piece of chicken. On high days, indulge in healthy fats and carbs for as long as you wish. If you nourish your body with what it needs and get away from processed foods, having to control your portions is not an issue, insists Whittle. However, whether it's a high or low day, she strongly recommends that you push away from the table at least 3 hours before going to sleep so that the body can focus on repair, not digestion. Eat with intention. The order of daily food intake is ideally fats first and then healthy carbs last. Whittle says consuming carbohydrates in the morning will spike your blood glucose level and cause mood swings, fatigue, headaches, and cravings. On the contrary, if the majority of the foods you eat from morning through lunch are fatty, the good kind like avocado and nuts, your body will most likely transform the fat into fuel sand side effects. Ingesting complex carbs such as whole grains, including brown rice, legumes, and sweet potatoes for dinner, has the least adverse impact on your blood glucose levels. Plus, carbs support your body's production of serotonin, which induces deep sleep. Exercise smart, not hard. A huge frustration many face when it comes to exercise is actually carving out the time needed to work out. However, Whittle says, autophagy is optimized when it turned on and off, like breathing in and out. So you don't have to hit the gym daily, she explains. Instead, do high intensity interval training like cycling, have sex, or walk at different speeds twice a week, and perform a resistant workout such as Pilates, bear, or yoga for the other two high days for at least 30 minutes. Then you'll be good to go. And since it's a high day, chow down on some protein within 30 minutes of cooling down, advises Whittle. Remember to rest. Getting enough shut eye is essential for weight loss because it allows your body to conduct its daily repair and cell rejuvenation. To maximize your rest, Whittle recommends identifying your ideal sleep type to better understand your sleep pattern and keeping the bedroom cool, such as 65 degrees to increase your temperature. Lowering it aligns your body with its circadian rhythm. Also, use a sound machine or even an app on your phone that emits brown or pink noises to balance your hormones and turn off other electronics 90 minutes before turning in. Take care of you. So as you adopt habits of weight release, be sure to watch your skin as well. It is the body's largest organ and often reflects what's happening internally. According to Whittle, incorporating natural ingredients like tea seed oil, green tea, sea salt, coconut oil, and blueberries in your facial and body products can help trigger cell cleanup. Most important, explains Whittle, a good, clean skin care regimen will help you look how you feel on the inside, vibrant and healthy. So we're going to continue on with the Love and Life edition and go to food. Eat your way healthy. So after healing her body with Food Chef, Aki shares her top habits and health hacks for Black women. Before helping hundreds of women transform themselves through food, Chef Aki was simply tired of getting sick. For years, I suffered from dehydration and random fainting spells, she says. I didn't realize that my lack of fruit, vegetables, and water intake was the cause of it. At 18, she transitioned to a plant-based diet. Like many sisters, Chef Aki recognized that eating from the earth is a part of her legacy. Black women taught the world how to prepare delicious food. For centuries, we have taken the earth's harvest and with skill and creativity, birthed an array of the finest cuisine coveted by many, she says. Our kitchen alchemy has always been a major part of our Black girl magic. The Oklahoma native was raised by four generations of medicine women who educated her about indigenous foods and alternative. She describes her diet as not just vegan, abstaining from animal byproducts, but also electric. which essentially means foods that are not acidic or starch-based. I suffered with chronic urinary tract infections from my daily soda intake, and technically soda is vegan, she adds. This is why I say my food is electric, not just vegan. Abstaining from meat and processed fare does not have to be boring. People imagine that vegans eat salad all day, and it's quite the contrary, Aki says. Visit a local Ethiopian restaurant and ask for a vegetable platter. You will find out how fulfilling and flavorful a vegan can eat. It's all about knowledge and figuring out what tastes are more pleasurable to you. Upgrade your grocery list. So as Chef Aki lists in her blog on gochefaki.com, which is gochefahki.com, here are a few of her favorite items that are good for your body and taste buds, such as seeds. They can be a delicious addition to a variety of dishes, salads, sweets, and breads, or just a handful for a snack. Hemp and chia seeds, which contain omega-3 fatty acids, are superfood celebrities. Even sunflower seeds are among the fatty foods we should be consuming. Omega-3 fatty acids can help reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Avocado. These fruits are tasty no matter what form they come in, guacamole, the half shell, or even chocolate mousse. Yes, they're fatty, but luckily for avocado lovers, we can fall back on the good fat argument. Packed with healthy monounsaturated fats, avocados are extremely versatile and can be used for salty sides as well as creamy desserts. Nuts. They're ideal for the woman who loves a snack. Unlike potato chips, they are filling and good for you. Nuts provide vegan protein and are a plant-based goat mine in monounsaturated fats. And then finally, cocoa nibs. So natural chocolate can be healthy. Cocoa nibs are not the sugary, milk-laden candy bars at checkout lines. A great source of the fats and nutrients we need, dark chocolate can help fight cancer and lower cholesterol. But we should just stop ruining this tasty treat with additions that aren't good for us. So that is some good ideas for those of us that are trying to get healthy. Continuing on with Love and Life, holistic health, liquid gold. Tired of getting hoodwinked by the latest quick fix pill flat tummy tea gimmick? To shed the pounds, consider using a more natural alternative, essential oils. Often overlooked, essential oils have been shown to facilitate weight loss in a number of ways, such as increasing energy, reducing food cravings, burning fat, and helping you achieve a better slumber. Here, wellness coach Keisha Glimpf breaks down the oils to incorporate into your slim down plan and how they work. The desire, getting deeper sleep. The oils that you can try for getting a deeper sleep are lavender, petitgrain, vetiver, and cedar wood. For raising energy, the oils that you could try are orange, lime, grapefruit, or lemon. For decreasing appetite, the oils that you could try are peppermint or grapefruit. For aiding digestion, ginger, lemon, peppermint, or fennel. Burning fat, grapefruit, or cinnamon. And then finally, reducing soreness, peppermint or wintergreen. So some of the essential oil usage are aromatherapy. Overheating oils may modify their chemical composition, thus reducing their benefits. Instead, use these oils in a diffuser to create a cool mist. They can calm your nerves and open breathing passages. And then also as a topical treatment. So you can apply these options directly to the bottom of your feet, the palm of your hands, and pulse points, your wrists and temples and behind the neck and ear. The salves help alleviate tissue pain and induce sleep. So good information. So it looks like that we're finally finished with the love and life edition. Let's move on to another article. A beautiful mind, whether she's balancing her new series, grownish while she preps for Harvard, advocating for people of color and girls, or eating dinner with her family. Yara Shahadi shines. So last year, Yara Shahadi was sitting in on a class at UCLA for fun, taking notes during an African American studies lecture about the Reconstruction era while live tweeting a grownish episode in which Zoe Johnson, the character she plays on the Blackish spinoff, tries Adderall for the first time. This scenario captures the quality of her life and career at the moment. So Yara and Zoe are growing up in a distinct yet intertwined ways. Born in Minneapolis and raised in Los Angeles, Yara has been acting and modeling since she was 6 years old. She's had roles in movies such as Imagine That with Eddie Murphy and on television shows such as ABC's Scandal, in which she portrayed a young Olivia Pope. Her debut in the network's Blackish, however, is what cultivated her into public consciousness. Yara is the polar opposite of Zoe, especially this newer, messier incarnation. On Blackish, the eldest daughter was radiantly confident. On Grownish, which has already been renewed for a second season, or on Freeform, she's awkward, complicated, and sometimes unlikable. She struggles with classes, experiments with drugs, hooks up with boys. She's gloriously messy. Contrast with that with Yara, who's at the Gramercy Park Hotel in New York City. She has just arrived from Paris, where she attended the Chanel Couture show as a Chanel brand ambassador. She admits she hasn't done 99% of the things her character has. So snagging a lead role is no small feature, particularly in TV landscape with few programs centering on Black teens. But the monumental first of being a series star parallels more everyday first for the 18-year-old. Yara, who has not yet started dating, tells about a scene she had to shoot with an on-screen male love interest. "I'd never slow danced with anyone before," she recalls, laughing. "Like I'd never been this close to another human being other than my mother in my life." Yara admits she felt a little socially delayed. Her focus has always been on education and activism. In fact, she was not even 100% sold on doing Grownish when it was offered. "I've always struggled with Hollywood feeling trivial," she says. "Red carpets aren't worth it. As fun as it is to get dressed up, it is surreal to be sitting at the Teen Choice Awards while something like Charlottesville is happening." There's a constant push-pull between Yara's politics and her celebrity, between her desire to be an activist and an entertainer. But there's also a savvy understanding of how she can leverage her talent, her beauty, and her platform to champion the social issues she cares about. One of the things Grownish, a sitcom that tackles everything from race to sexual identity, allows her to do. The actress has always been fearlessly outspoken about social justice. On Instagram, where she has nearly 2 million followers, she mixes it up. She posts silly selfies, stunning glamorous shots, and heartfelt calls to action regarding body positivity, voting rights, the Time's Up movement, and Black Lives Matter. The interest part of it all is that none of it is calculated or disingenuous. "I feel comfortable putting my political stances out there without feeling as though I am filling some sort of quota," Yara explains. "I don't have a wokeness quota for the day." For many people, Yara's appeal might be her seeming perfection, the way she exemplifies Black excellence. Seeing her look stunning at Hollywood premieres, speak with eerie eloquence about Iran while co-hosting an episode of The View, or get a letter of recommendation to Harvard from Michelle Obama herself. You think this girl can do no wrong, but chatting with her, you get the sense that not only is she imperfect, but she also has an acute understanding of what making a mistake means for a girl like her. When you are in the public eye as a person of color, you are given very little room to mess up, she explains. It means letting the culture down. But there's something special, even radical, about young black women giving the space and opportunity to navigate a life and career in her own terms. It would be ideal to succeed or indeed fail without the burden of the world watching. Yara definitely feels that burden sometimes. Quite honestly, I'm the kind of person to get my feelings hurt over something somebody said on Twitter, she confesses. These are those moments when I can go through 10 million amazing comments that are super supportive, and one person may say something and I'll stew over it. That's something that I've actively had to work on. So in the fall of last year, ahead of the Grownish debut, a Twitter user questioned the progressiveness of Yara's getting her own series asked. How is it that a spinoff only occurs when the oldest daughter is racially ambiguous? Yara, who is black and Iranian, replied, pointing out that the person neglected to mention the fact that I am perceived as a young black girl in most spaces I occupy. The reality of colorism and the similarities between her and Lisa Bonet, another so-called racially ambiguous black woman who starred in A Different World, a spinoff of The Cosby Show, are not lost on her. I get that within the black community, there are a couple of us who are chosen, not by any fault of our own, to represent everyone. But I've been the same character for 5 years. I am not out here in a ton of movies and in a ton of other TV shows. In her younger years, Yara didn't watch much TV herself. She admits she had the luxury of representation everywhere she turned, from her mother and role model, Carrie Shahidi, to her cousin Nas. Deeply interested in history, Yara was always cognizant of racism and discrimination in her own blackness. Ever the intellectual, she skirts around the subject for a bit. She talks about history and narratives and who gets to control the narrative. She says she tries to think about the mark she wants to leave, but to remain in the present, because a person's legacy will always be shifted, distorted by the powers that be. I press her for a less vague, less self-effacing or persona. It is about helping other people. The only major note that I hope to have on my legacy is that my life wasn't self-serving. Yara is opening up a world of possibilities for young black women in Hollywood. She has introduced countless young black women to activism and social justice concepts that they otherwise would not have had access to. She's only 18. If seemingly self-serving is her only concern, then she has nothing to worry about. It looks like that we've actually run out of time for today's episode of Essence Magazine. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Nicole Hunter, reading for the Triangle Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available at our podcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you.